From the First Presidency, Palm Sunday by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. It was on a Sunday about 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ entered the city of Jerusalem during the final week of his mortal life. He rode in on a donkey, just like an early prophet said he would. A large crowd came out to meet him and covered his path with palm leaves, flowering branches, and cloth. As he approached, they shouted, "Blessed be the King," and "Hosanna," a shout of praise and gratitude. Now, especially during the week from Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, to Easter morning, we turn our thoughts to Jesus Christ, the source of light, life, and love. He gave us his gospel. The gospel is the good news of Christ. It is the way of hope and joy. As we walk the way of discipleship, being a follower of Jesus Christ, we can feel confidence and joy, even during times of sadness and uncertainty. You and I can walk in the path of discipleship today. Let us be humble. Let us pray to our Father in heaven with all our heart. Have faith. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Serve the Lord by serving others. Let us remember during this Easter season that the restored gospel of our Lord has the power to fill any emptiness and heal any wound. I bear my solemn witness that Jesus the Christ lives. He is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. He will always be at our side. He will fight our battles. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is the way. Adapted from The Way of the Disciple, Ensign, May 2009. Watch videos about Jesus and the very first Easter at BibleVideos.org. End of the article from The First Presidency, Palm Sunday by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
Hearts for Jesus. Many people welcome Jesus to Jerusalem because they loved him. What do you love about Jesus? Hang up this chain of hearts to help you remember Jesus all month long. Be sure to get an adult's help. Step 1. Cut out a lot of construction paper hearts in different colors. Tape a piece of thick string high on a door or wall. Step 2. Write or draw something you love about Jesus on each heart, or find a scripture that talks about Jesus and write the reference on the heart. See the scriptures below. Step 3. Tape the back of your hearts to the string. If you run out of space, hang up another string. Tip: you could add to your heart chain each day or as part of family home evening each week. Scripture chase. How many scriptures can you find about Jesus? Here are a few to get you started. Psalm 27, verse 1, Luke chapter 2, verse 11, John chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, John chapter 20, verse 30 through 31, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26. End of the article, Hearts for Jesus. Read by Amelie Strongen.